This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of stuff going on around the NFL, guys. And I think one of the biggest stories we've been following is Hassan Reddick. Was he going to potentially be available up until the trade deadline? The answer to that question is no. Yesterday morning, his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, comes to an agreement with the Jets to say, hey, we'll report if you waive these fines. And that's pretty much what happened, Mike.
Yeah, and again, Rosenhaus was kind of looking at the way the wind was blowing and saying, Bubba, I can't get you plugged in anywhere else, so let's make nice. And what, Chris, you lost $12 million? At the end of the day, Hassan Reddick, what have you proven? Nothing. What have you gained? Nothing.
Nope.
So, look, the NFL owners always win in these situations. You and I said it last week. The last time a team caved and a player got what he wanted was Emmitt Smith. That was 1992. Nobody ever gets anything. Who was it? Le'Veon Bell lost nearly, they guesstimate, anywhere from $19 to $22 million by sitting out.
So, Jets lose last night. Here's my question. So, Hassan Reddick is there today. He's reporting today. All right, Davante Adams was on the field last night. Where's this spark that I keep hearing the Jets are going to get after firing Saleh, signing Davante Adams, and now Reddick is supposed to be in the building? Where's this spark?
Yeah, Ulbrich is like, yeah, we think maybe by week eight? What, I mean, what is he, like Fat Albert?
I told you.
You said it. Now, Carl had heard through his grapevine. He's got more connections. You got the connections.
I told you.
That he'd basically gotten maybe into a bit of a sedentary lifestyle since he wasn't at the Jets facility.
Well, he was watching old Soprano episodes.
I mean, hey. So now Hassan Reddick's got to get in game shape. The other thing, and I thought it was a great point they made on the broadcast last night, and I think it was Collinsworth talking about it. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, you're the leader. You let's go. This is it. You know, I mean, the Jets are all in, and everyone is going to get fired. The general manager is going to get fired. Coaching staff is going to get fired. The sense of urgency. And Davante Adams, I thought he had a great point. All this firepower, and this is all we can muster?
Yeah.
So, it, crazy. And on the flip side, you and I were debating, what is Mike Tomlin doing? Well, he knows, and he sees Russell Wilson gets the vertical passing game going for the Steelers, and they look great.
Well, and here's the other question. Like, my question now is, has he unlocked Pickens? Like, were they working out secretly together all of a sudden? Like, why did Pickens, and he made one amazing catch last night in coverage, but the touchdown was a great throw by
Russ.
Was
that a pass interference he also earned, which
yes.
is like, you know, that's just flipping the field.
And I'm saying to myself, well, okay, for all the complaining that everybody was talking about, could you have done this with Justin Fields? I don't know. Whatever the situation is, does this give the Steelers a better chance to win the Super Bowl? And that's what Mike Tomlin is worried about. He's not worried about right now. Tomlin, they're going to be in the playoffs, guys. The defense is too damn good.
Right.
He's worried about, okay, in the playoffs, if we have to go play those Ravens or Kansas City, Bills, how do we keep up and how do we put points on the board? We'll see. I'm still not completely sold, Mike, because I think last night was one of those religious moments for Russell Wilson where he had been craving to get back on the field and show everybody, see, I can play,
right.
And was so amped up. He lived up to it, but I need to see consistency. That happens over weeks.
By the way, what did Jeff Ulbrich ever do to Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith?
What happened?
They ran it up.
Huh? You think so?
They ran it. They didn't take a knee on that last score, man. Like, they're in total control.
Maybe there was a Jameis moment.
It's 30-15. There's 26 seconds left, and Najee Harris runs for 10 yards and a touchdown. No, I love it. Hey, man, you know, the old line, you just shot an unarmed man. Well, he should have armed himself. If the Jets don't have a defense, that's on them. But
get
still,
ready.
A lot of folks, I think, all around the league probably raised their eyebrows when they saw that go down.
Hey, man, Tua is hoping to play in week 8. By the way, he's going to be back at practice this week. How you feel about that?
He's got to play if the Dolphins are going to have any chance. What the hell could the coach and Tyreek Hill possibly be laughing about during that game yesterday if you didn't see the video on the sideline? They got to get him out there. He'll be wearing the Guardian. There's still no confirmation he's not going to wear the Guardian, whatever. He's got to make better decisions. I still don't understand how the hell he got concussed the last time by actually literally running into someone. I mean, he had the control to not smash into somebody's arm. Either way, everybody's going to be looking at everything that happens, even more so than they did 2 years ago when he had the concussions in the first place.
Tua said today, when asked about taking this risk, about playing again, quote, every time we suit up, we're taking a risk. Whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, there's a risk. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it. That's Tua.
Okay. Right. Well, I mean, look, now we are acutely aware of the concussions. Everybody who's now in the Hall of Fame has probably had a gazillion concussions. I mean, there's people that we've talked about, friends of ours that played in the NFL, that still talk about it. Now they're just, you think guys aren't going to play as long. What's Tua's career going to look like? How does he shake this up? Because now, truly, he is just one hit. You know, that was a bit of hyperbole in the past. Now, literally, it's one hit. Career's over.
Well,
and the Dolphins have to go draft somebody. And the whole thing just changes, and all the money they spend all goes out the window.
But I get back to, like, it's never going to be Tua. It's got to be somebody to tell him it's time.
Well, isn't that his coach's job?
Well, I don't know. I
mean, Coach Brough, who loves these guys so much, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's either
it's
his
results game
or family, somebody that's close to him. But it's never going to be Tua. Tua's always going to be like, I can play and I can go out there. It's our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. As we go around the National Football League, big news yesterday.
Which one? Deshaun?
Yeah.
I mean, could that end any uglier? And look, he's still going to have a chance to rehab, but you know, he'll be all the way through until next year. We saw this happen with our guy. He's younger than certainly Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins. But, I mean, and the fans in Cleveland, look, it is what it is also, because they just said, this guy's the greatest disaster in the history of the NFL.
It is. Classless for them to boo, and if you missed it, we'll let you hear what Jameis Winston, who's backing him up there, had to say about it yesterday. As silly and as stupid as I think Jameis is at times, he actually said something that made sense yesterday.
I was blown away by how, I mean, put together Jameis, because you're right, we just come to expect Jameis to be a nitwit, and he really put it in perspective. I was actually proud of the guy.
Yeah, so he's out for the season now, Deshaun Watson. What does this mean for the Browns? Who knows? Are they still able to maybe make the playoffs potentially? Yes, they did it last year without Deshaun Watson. But, Mike, I think a year goes by, another year off that deal.
Right.
And I really think they're looking for their future now. It's not his fault. Things happen. But now it gives you another year. You're going to pay him anyway. It was too cost prohibitive to try to let him go. But when he gets back or when he's ready to play, man, I think they're going to be looking at their next quarterback.
Hey, we were talking about the Chiefs living dangerously or just looking weird, not passing the eye test. Their most complete game of the season is they go into San Francisco and beat the 49ers.
Mike, unbeaten?
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about them.
Because you're so used to seeing them just do what they do, and Patrick Mahomes doing it. Lions and Vikings, I know you were interested in thinking the Lions were going to get it done in Minnesota. Sam Darnold didn't embarrass himself, but the Lions, without Hutchinson, moving forward, win 31-19.
Yeah.
Or 31-29.
Let's be honest, golf. Is anybody paying attention to what Jared Goff is doing right now? His last three or four games, how efficient he's been, how good he's been. Like, Mike, MVP stuff.
22 of 25 for two touchdowns and 280.
We should be talking about Jared Goff as an MVP. Remember, he had a game where he didn't have an incomplete pass.
And he was getting heat. They got him on, because, Brian Flores blitzes. They sacked him a bunch of times. The man had a great day.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.